949-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos from Los Malos. And tell us about Los Malos, Jay. If I mean, in this, the best way you can.
Well, I have no problem talking about Los Malos. I'm very proud to speak of Los Malos, which is a Hispanic empowerment organization, an organization designed to help empower Hispanic people. But that's not why I'm on your program today. I'm on your program today to ask a question, and I think the question needs to be asked. President Bush said that we should not discriminate against Muslim people or Arab American people who live currently in America. And I believe that every American should take that seriously.
I agree with you.
Then why is it we have just heard the news released over the last month that the Harry Potter movie is going to be released on November the 16th. The Harry Potter movie will be in theaters in America on November the 16th, which is, by coincidence or by design, I happen to think, and members of Los Malos happen to think it's by design, the first day of Ramadan, which is a Muslim month of fasting and religious observance. It happens to be our feeling that Hollywood and the American people have conspired against Muslims and Arabs, Americans of Arab descent, so that children who are Muslim and Muslim people can't go see Harry Potter because they are going to be in the middle of Ramadan. We think that's racist. We think it is against the principles of a free and democratic society, but we also believe it is indicative and typical of the colonialist power and the colonialist power, people that are in charge in Washington right now. Now, I have written a letter.
Now, I want to interrupt you, if I could, for just a moment, Brass. You say that Harry Potter being released on November 16th is racist against Muslims because they can't go see it?
They will not be allowed to see it, no.
And what is it about Ramadan that says that they can't go see Harry Potter? I mean, the rules of Ramadan, forgive me, I'm not really clear.
Well, I am clear on it because we have worked with Muslims and Arab American people through Los Malos. Even though we are a Latin empowerment and Hispanic empowerment organization, we have got so many people who are actively applying for our assistance that a lot of my Latin stuff is, you know, I can't take care of it. We have Native Alaskan people. I've had Tagalog people, Philippines. Everybody is asking us for help. It's like I don't have time for Mexican stuff.
Because you're too busy doing all the other?
That is correct.
But again, my question is, what are the rules of Ramadan that keeps Muslims from seeing Harry Potter?
The rules during Ramadan are roughly these. You are not allowed to eat or drink intentionally. This includes non-nourishing items taken by the mouth. You are not allowed to deliberately cause yourself to throw up. The beginning of menstruation or post-childbirth bleeding, even in the last moment before sunset, is wrong. And you can't have sex. Intending to break fast before sunset, even if one changes his mind, since intention is one of the prerequisites of the validity of fasting. And finally, eating, drinking, or having sex after dawn on the mistaken assumption that it's not dawn yet.
And those are rules that I do not understand. But of all of the things that you said in there, I didn't hear anything about not being able to see a movie.
Well, these rules, Mr. Henry, were laid down by the Muslims before there was such a thing as movies. So what you have to do is you have to take modern times and apply those to the rules that were laid down hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years ago. And so the rule against having sex, the rule against enjoyment, is the rule against seeing Harry Potter. Because specifically, sex involves a release. And people who go see Harry Potter, I don't know. I've never seen the movie. There might be, you know.
What, some kind of a sexual release?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what my sources have told me. And we find that this is wrong. And we find.
So you're telling me that Hollywood has decided to release Harry Potter on the first day of Ramadan to put down Muslims,
to further alienate them from the American mainstream. That's right. Like, and I do believe it is intentional. And why
would you say it's intentional? And the movie came out, okay, on November the 16th.
Like, they don't have a calendar. Like, they don't know when Ramadan starts. Yeah, right. Okay, they expect me to believe that they know that when they say, oh, hey, Harry Potter movie, November 16th, that sounds like a good date. Oh, wow, is it the first day of Ramadan? I totally forgot. Yeah, right. There are thousands and thousands and millions of Muslims working in Hollywood. Some of them are producers, some of them are directors, some of them are the biggest actors we have. Why wouldn't they know Ramadan start? Of course they know Ramadan start. I know the Harry Potter boy rides a broomstick in the movie. That is obviously misconstrued as some kind of a sexual thing, and so that's why a lot of the Muslims, and I don't know if it's misconstrued or not, but that's why a lot of them are not going to go see the movie.
All right, so Harry Potter's riding a broomstick. That may be sexual, so they're not going to go see Ramadan.
But that's beside the point. The point is that this movie has been released on November 16th purposely to the Muslim people. But it's done to me, too, because the Harry Potter people know that I will be helping the Muslim and not spending any time on my Mexican stuff. So it's messed up. You see what I'm saying? It's all messed up.
And it's because your attention is directed away from what you call your...
All like the Latin, Mexican Latin stuff. But you go to Hallmark, buy a calendar, and look at the November 16th. It says Ramadan begins, okay? Do you think any of them maybe could go buy a calendar? Goodbye, calendar. I mean, give me a break. And I would say to all the directors, producers, and studio chiefs in Hollywood, hey, cut me some slack and buy me a break. Go buy a calendar, man. November 16th, Ramadan begins. No, but oh, the Harry Potter going to come out.
All right. Brass, hold on for just a... What is your last name, by the way?
Villanueva.
Brass Villanueva, head of Los Malos, a Hispanic empowerment organization. But lately, they've taken up the cause of Arab Americans and Muslims because they feel that Muslims have been wrongly targeted and wrongly discriminated against by Hollywood. Ramadan begins November 16th. That's also the day that the Harry Potter movie is released, so therefore no Muslim can go see it the first month that it's out. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, talking with Brass. Let me ask you this. What difference does it make whether they see it on the during Ramadan or just wait?
Because if the movie is a stiff, it leaves the movie theaters, which means they got to wait another 3 months before they see it on pay-per-view. If the movie is big time, that hurts the Muslim child from being a part of American mainstream because all his friends will be at school talking about, yeah, I've seen Harry Potter riding a broomstick. Yeah, the dude chains a kid into an apple. Yeah, all this stuff. And the Muslim kid is off to the side. You see what I'm saying? He's off to the side. He can't join in the conversation at lunchtime or recess. And they say, well, what's wrong today, Jamal? What's wrong today, Muhammad? Everybody's talking about Harry Potter on account of Ramadan. I don't get to see it. I feel like a horse's hind end. And then they'll blame their parents because they're not smart enough to blame America. But then the parents will tell them to blame America. Then they will grow up to be like Bin Laden. Because they will.
You're not serious if you say the kids are going to grow up to hate America. This is their country. This is where they're from, okay? You can't blame the U.S. government for what Hollywood is doing.
The effect of the Muslim people missing this movie could cause them further anger and could cause them further alienation. And right now, Mr. Henry, I don't think we can afford to piss off, excuse my language, I don't think we can afford to make them more mad than they already are.
I got to tell you something. Ramadan to me, like Christmas or...
Okay, right there. You brought up Christmas. Okay? Did they release no big movie on Christmas time? No. Did they release Harry Potter on Easter time? No. Did they release no big movie on Yom Kippur? No. But I can look back right here. I have all of the statistics right in front of me. 1962, on the eve of Ramadan, Sound of Music comes out. 1940, on the eve of Ramadan, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs comes out. And finally, in 1983, on the eve of Ramadan, E.T. come out. So all the Muslims, they miss out on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Sound of Music, and E.T.? And you telling me that's not some kind of thing that's going on? To me, what has to be done...
Is this an active conspiracy on the part of Hollywood?
I don't see how you could look at it in any other way.
Well, why? What do they stand to gain?
Because what happened on 9/11, they're just trying to stick it to them, twist a little bit, trying to give them a little bit of a push, or a little bit of a goose, to say, yeah, we can, you know, mess with you. And
it just doesn't make any sense to keep people away from the box office, to keep people away from the putting their rear ends in the seats they see Harry Potter just because there's some kind of a badly directed patriotic or even quisling kind of effect, you know?
Well, that's why that Bin Laden guy is so angry. And I think that's why you have a lot of the Muslims angry. If you look at Cinderella come out, Cinderella, the re-release of Cinderella come out in 1966, the color version. Bin Laden would have been 10 years old. All right? Now he don't get to see Cinderella because it come out on Ramadan. Now Bin Laden is all pissed off. And now look at what we got. We got this mess here because Bin Laden don't see Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty. All these things put together, man, says...
Bin Laden is nuts today because he couldn't go see Cinderella on Ramadan. Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm saying it's things we got to consider.
Brass Phil Nuevo with us here, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Orlando on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I don't understand why he's complaining of having to fast in Ramadan. I mean, it's his choice to fast, and I think that withholding from
he's not Muslim and he's not he's not he's not fasting.
I'm not. I'm speaking on behalf of the Muslim people.
Okay. Well, the Muslim people shouldn't be upset. They should fast, and this should be part of their fasting. To not go see the movie. That should be part of their statement in Ramadan.
The whole point of what's going on with this movie is that the children get upset, and the children are the ones who are going to be hurt, and the Muslim people don't want to see their children get upset and hurt because they don't get to go see no Harry Potter movie.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
And I'm with Brass Villanueva from Los Malos. So you say that Sound of Music, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, E.T. and Cinderella were all released on the first day of Ramadan in their respective years. Is that correct?
That is correct, right.
And that was part of an effort on the part of Hollywood to bug Muslims.
That is correct.
Because they're, like, anti-American?
I believe that, right.
Well, then what's up with Lawrence of Arabia?
Oh, well, Lawrence of Arabia is that's jive, too, because that's just a white man looking good like he's leading all the Muslims, see? So Lawrence of Arabia, that fits right in with this pattern on the part of Hollywood to colonialize and to imperialize the film industry to the point where they're messing with all these Muslim people and messing with their minds. See, and that's what they're doing, taking a small Muslim mind and messing with it.
Small Muslim mind. So the parents is just the kid?
It's a kid, a little Muslim kid.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jose on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Jose?
Hello, yes.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
How you doing? I had a comment about what you were saying about the holiday, Ramadan is coming up, and we're releasing the Harry Potter movie.
That's right.
Feel basically there's about hundreds of nations out there. Are we supposed to look out? Is Hollywood supposed to look out for every holiday that's out there on those days? There has to be a holiday for all the hundreds of nations.
What holiday are you talking about?
With all the hundreds of nations, I'm sure there's a holiday on every day of the calendar.
Well, you can't be sure of that, though. I know that Ramadan started on November 16th, and they didn't release E.T. on Christmas Day, and like one of the top movies of all time, Titanic, they stayed way far away from Easter or what have you.
Their movie's being released on December 25th every year.
No,
this year,
movie
about Muhammad Ali is coming out on December 25th.
Because that's about a Muslim dude, so Christians don't care about that. See?
Oh, so Muslims, okay.
You don't see them releasing that on Ramadan. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. They're putting that out on when the Christians are hanging and banging with a Christmas tree and what have you. Where the Muslims go, well, man, I don't got no tree. I got nothing to do today. I think I'll go see a brother in a movie. See, that's all I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. You're saying that they released Ali on Christmas Day because the Christians don't care. They're going to be at home and the Muslims got nothing to do.
That's right. That's right. Muslim guy, he's hanging around. What's he going to do? Sit there cleaning all the lint out of his belly button or go see Muhammad Ali? See, that's what I'm saying, brother. Are you Hispanic?
Yes, I am.
All right. I would like you to... I'm Hispanic, too. My organization is called Los Malos, which means empower Hispanic people. And so... someday I hope to learn Spanish, and you and I could speak that way. In Spanish, we wouldn't have to have all these Anglos listening in.
Are you not Mexican?
What? I'm Mexican. I'm Mexican American, but I never learned Spanish because my parents raised me in an Anglo neighborhood.
Wait a second. You don't speak Spanish, but you're part of a Hispanic empowerment organization?
Well, something wrong with that?
Well, maybe you want to learn how to speak Spanish.
I will. I'm dealing with these Muslims, man. I can't get to no Mexican stuff. I can't get no Cuban stuff because the Muslims call me up. They've been calling me day and night on a hotline going, what up with all Harry Potter? What up with Harry Potter? We can't go see it because we're going to be sitting there. We can't even screw, man. Can't screw, can't see Harry Potter. I can't eat. I can't throw up. I can't do nothing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Victoria, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Brad.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I totally disagree with you that you're suggesting that because kids cannot go watch the Harry Potter movie because it's Ramadan. Well,
right.
My nephew is a Muslim. His
is he?
Father is a Muslim.
Right.
And in no way can you suggest that my nephew's going to be a terrorist because he's not going to get to go watch this movie.
Of course.
I mean, how can you suggest that Bin Laden is a terrorist because he didn't see Cinderella? Give me a freaking break.
Ma'am, that movie came out on Bin Laden's 10th birthday, which happened to also be the first day of Ramadan, and his mother didn't let him go see Cinderella. Now the guy's all twisted up and messed up inside. Why? Because every other kid got to go see the Mickey Mouse aspects of everything. I'm sure you've been down to Disneyland and Disney World, too. But Bin Laden.
Well, let me ask you something. What have you not had the privilege of doing in your life that's twisted your mind?
I have not been allowed to visit, my people wouldn't let me learn Spanish, and I also have never been to Tijuana. I don't know nothing about Mexico, and I've got a Latin empowerment organization. That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing? Well, then why don't you take the time to learn your own
because
language?
The angle,
that's embarrassing.
Because I got all these Muslims want me to call up the radio station and bug all the white people about Ramadan. As soon as I get Ramadan squared away, then I'll learn Spanish. So
I mean,
well,
let me ask
you
something.
Make your son puke or something like that.
What do you mean, Harry Potter make your son puke?
You're not supposed to throw up on Ramadan.
Do you
okay, you got your radio
Muslim
turned
language?
Up there, Victoria.
Do you speak Muslim?
Do I speak Muslim? No,
yeah.
I don't speak no Muslim. I speak English. The only Muslim I know is Muhammad Ali and words like that.
Oh, wow. So
well,
you're,
you know,
you're,
wow.
So
what
let me
you,
ask
you
something.
Speak?
You're,
what do you speak?
You're standing up for the Muslim people, but
right.
You're American-Mexican. You don't speak the language.
Right.
And you're
going
to try to tell the Americans that the poor Muslims are underprivileged because they can't go see a movie during their religious holiday.
Not just any movie, but the hottest movie that's come out like in a million years. Harry Potter is going to bust all box office, and all the Muslim kids will be standing around at playground going, I can't talk to my friends about Harry Potter because I got to sit there at home picking a lint out of my belly button or whatever they do on Ramadan, okay?
And
they're fasting. It's a religious thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Picking
okay.
lint out of the belly button.
Little,
I don't know if
little...
not eating. What do you do if
okay.
you don't eat? And you
let
can't
me ask
screw
you
and you can't eat and you can't go see Harry Potter. What do? Listen to the radio? Yeah, that's great.
Let me ask you something. What about the poor children that are sitting in a hospital because they're fighting cancer? Are they underprivileged because they're not going to get to go see Harry Potter the month that it opens?
What's
because
that?
They have better, you know, they're getting sick. They're really puking because they're sick from the treatments they're getting.
Well, that's their
You're
problem.
You're going to tell me, are they going to grow up to be terrorists
that's
because they didn't get privileged?
That's their problem. I'm
you
just
know
worried
what,
right
buddy?
Now about the Muslims, okay? Kid get cancer, maybe his dad shouldn't smoke around him or something, or eat more lean meats. You know, his mom's probably feeding him like high, you know, like a high niacin or carcinogenic kind of vegetable on a barbecue. I'm talking about the kids that are really in need.
Oh, will you get out of here with your analysis of what gives people cancer? Sitting there talking about how it's the kid's fault?
Well, I don't know, but I one thing at a time. I got to worry about the Muslim kid, okay? And he can't see Harry Potter. Next thing you know, we got Bin Laden.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Henry Show. And his name is Bin Laden. If I got to hear Bin Laden one more time on the show, 3 days running, I've been getting Bin Laden.
I thought that was his name.
Yeah, the guy yesterday thought it was his name, too. It's Bin Laden.
Now, there was a bowler at...
Yeah, I know, a bowler in the 60s and then Bin Laden. That's not him. 1-800-449-8686, Brassville Nueva from Los Malos. Now, today on the show, we got a guy who thinks that it is racist of the film studios to put Harry Potter out on November 16th, the first day of Ramadan. That means Muslim kids won't have nothing to talk to their friends about at recess. It's the Phil Henry Show. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I'm with Brass filling away, but Brass, you are a Mexican-American, but you say you're helping out Muslim Americans because they're calling Los Malos your Hispanic entitlement. Why aren't they calling any Muslim empowerment organizations?
There are none. I mean, there's nobody up
there. There are none?
There's nobody out there right now. I guess they're all closing up for Ramadan. Okay?
They're all closing up for Ramadan.
That's correct. So the next people that you would, if you're Muslim, the next people that you would logically ask for help would be Mexicans. Because there's a similarity in terms of the way we look. And
now, what is this music that you sent over here? This is, you say, it's got a label on it, Muslim music.
Right. This is to educate you as to what the Muslims listen to. And I've been, I found out all about it. I don't even know anything about my own culture, but I know a lot about Muslim music.
You want me to play this?
Excuse me?
You want me to play this?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
What is this?
Right. This is what they do during Ramadan. When they dance around a fire or some damn thing. I don't know what the hell they... Let me tell you something. I got the crap beaten out of me when I was young because I didn't know how to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, imagine the head dropping that a Muslim kid is going to get when the only Harry Potter he knows is that old bastard on MASH. You understand what I'm saying?
What, I mean, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Will you turn that off?
No, you can't, because it's like religious or something.
Okay,
You want to start a jihad? You start a jihad, you turn that down, man.
No, I don't want to start a jihad. Look, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious was from Mary Poppins.
Every kid knew it.
Right.
Now, imagine a Muslim kid, he don't know Harry Potter. And he goes, oh yeah, I saw the last episode of MASH when he got blown out of the sky or something.
That was the McLean Stevenson.
Well, whoever.
First of all, that was Colonel Potter, and that... All right, man.
Then they dance around a fire, and they go,
Turn it off, man, turn it off.
That's what it is, at least. I'm trying to educate myself as to the Muslim culture. At the same time, I'm trying to get midnight show and seats to Harry Potter, which is going to be done at Man's Chinese. And I'm just wondering, can you help me out? Because I know you're in the media.
No, sir, I cannot help you out. I don't have Harry Potter tickets to the Man's Chinese.
Damn. I don't know where I'm going to...
Well, you know what? I maybe after the show I can hook you up with Mike Schaefer, my producer. Christine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
You know, you prove that you're ignorant because you don't know your own culture. And now you're sitting here saying it's music, it's religious or crap, and
right.
You still don't know what's going on?
What?
You
this
need
is,
to know, hello, wait.
This is my...
You need to learn what you're talking about before you open your mouth.
Ma'am, I know
if
what
you
I'm
don't
talking
have,
about.
No, you don't, because
yeah, I
you're
do.
Saying religious and crap. You have
what
no clue.
What are you talking about? I said the Muslim Ramadan, they dance around a fire to that.
They dance around a fire.
Yeah.
But you just said it's religious and crap. Think what you're saying before you say it. You're
whatever,
ignorant.
Whatever, lady, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. It's religious and stuff. What?
Okay, telling me that your culture, you figured out your culture and you know how to speak Spanish. It's not Mexican. It is Spanish. And you can go.
I have not learned how to speak Spanish, not yet.
Okay, but you're saying that you've perfected everything else. You can move on to some other culture and help them out. Hello,
no.
Get a life.
No, I'm trying to figure out about being Mexican, but all the Muslims keep calling up our hotline.
Well,
asking you
need...
why Harry Potter is coming out on the first day of Ramadan?
Right.
God knows that you're the one that did the opening, and you're the one that set the date. You're the one that needs to answer the question.
I didn't
get
set
some
the date
intelligence.
For when Harry Potter's coming out. Are you nuts? Hollywood set the date for when Harry Potter's coming out. I'm just telling you that Hollywood is racist for having it come out on November 16th on account of that's the first day of Ramadan. Crucify me in crap for using the wrong word if you want.
No, they're not ignorant.
What is this?
This is like Muslim stuff. It's my understanding. I don't know.
Well, what good is it going to do me playing that, man? Harry Potter's still coming out on November 16th.
That's the part the one thing I do know about my culture is women don't talk to men like you're talking to me, lady.
All right.
I hate to tell you this, but if you deserve the respect that you should get, I wouldn't talk to you this way. But you're ignorant.
What am I done? All I'm doing is I'm saying that the Muslims deserve to see Harry Potter. You're going to get to take your butt to it. You take your kid's butt to it. How come no Muslim gets to go see it? That's all I'm saying.
There's books. They have books they can read. They'll know what's going on.
No, you can't read during Ramadan.
The books have been out for many years.
But you can't read them during Ramadan.
The books have been out for many, many years.
She doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
All right, Christine, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Rashad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I've been just listening to this program, and the more and more I keep listening, it just it's disgusting. I mean, I'm a Muslim myself. I've grown up.
What about this? You know that, right?
Sir, I don't know what type of music that is. That is
not Muslim. Oh, get out of here, man. That's like Middle East Muslim stuff.
Okay, listen. Okay, listen to me.
Don't play the music anymore.
What?
Don't play that music anymore.
Okay, listen to me. This is what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm born in the United States as a Muslim, grown up from birth. I'm 23 years old.
You ain't no Christian or nothing.
Say what?
You ain't no Christian?
I don't know what?
You ain't no Christian? You ain't
no, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian.
You do like Christmas tree?
No, do not have a Christmas tree.
All right, so you don't mind Ali coming out on December 25th?
Forget about it, will
you? You don't mind the Muhammad Ali movie coming out December 25th?
Okay, the reason why I'm calling is because you're saying a lot of things about this whole thing, this Harry Potter thing, and
right.
Muslim children, and
right.
they feeling left out, things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, that's rubbish, because the month of Ramadan is a time for... it's a time for cleansing. It's a time for we purify ourselves spiritually and mentally.
I know
you
that.
You know that.
Then why did Hollywood make the movie come out the first day of Ramadan?
First of all,
are going to be like, they can't throw up, you can't have sex or nothing.
Okay. Let me get a
What is this you can't throw up?
It says right here.
Okay, let me just get a few things straight here. Okay.
First of all, that music's called The Dance of the Belly Fairy. It's a Muslim religious ceremony.
Turn that thing off and don't give me your input.
Okay, for someone, I believe it. I've been living Islam, okay? And the thing about it is that the month of Ramadan, there are certain rules. Number one,
I know that, man. I'm not trying to change Ramadan. I'm saying, why did Harry Potter come out on December 16th?
Okay, well, no one, there's not a fact that
Ramadan starts
in November.
I think it's because Hollywood hates you. Hollywood don't like no Muslims. They don't want you to go see Harry Potter. Just like they didn't want Bin Laden to go see Cinderella.
There is no fact that Ramadan is November 16th. That's not a known fact.
That's the first day of Ramadan this year, ain't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, it ain't? Look at that. I got my information wrong.
Well, isn't that great?
In the religious,
I've had you on my show for a freaking 45 minutes, and you got it wrong.
How was I supposed to know?
Okay, in the religion of Islam, it's not... There's no specific, there's not a set date for Ramadan.
I went to Hallmark, says it is, because I got a Ramadan card at Hallmark. And
what do you mean you got a Hallmark Ramadan card?
Happy Ramadan.
First of all, I don't care what Hallmark says. Okay,
well,
number one.
Hallmark, I don't know.
Ramadan starts.
They've been doing cards for
Ramadan starts. Ramadan starts the night that the new moon comes for that particular month. So we usually...
And you know the other thing they're doing on the first day of Ramadan, they're selling hot dogs in the movie theater. That's pork. That's disrespectful to all Muslims. And
who says Muslims got to go to the movie theater to eat the pork?
What if it's cool for them to see Harry Potter?
Well, they don't have to eat the hot dog.
The thing about it, there's no sin or anything bad about it. If a Muslim wants to go to the movies on Ramadan, there is no sin in
there
that.
There you go. The guy just said it. You can go see the movie.
I didn't have that information.
Well, good, if you kept your mouth shut.
Okay, there's no sin in that.
It says Merry Ramadan and a Happy New Year.
Say that again?
Nothing.
Okay, so because I'm listening to you, and it doesn't seem like you know what you're talking about. Okay?
Yeah, you got it. You got it,
Rashad. I've been raised with this, okay?
Right.
So the whole thing is that...
So you can go see Harry Potter on November 16th?
If I wanted to, I could, but I wouldn't want to.
Because it's what? Because it's like too Christian?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, Harry Potter's too Christian.
Okay, the month of Ramadan is a time for purification for Muslims. It's a time for us to reflect.
If it's a time for purification, how come you can't throw up?
Okay, look.
If you throw up accidentally,
What about ejaculation?
With the language?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, okay.
If you throw up accidentally, there's nothing wrong with
that.
You're allowed to get
go see Harry Potter and ejaculate, and then...
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Rashad. That was very good, and... I don't need some cat telling me about Ramadan, who's from the Hispanic Empowerment Organization. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
949-8686. And now, Bill Hendry.
Hey, you know, this program is a difficult program to explain to people. It's amazing to me, and I don't think it is the result of anybody's lack of intelligence, but it is amazing that people don't get the concept of this show even after I explain it to them. And even the people who are fans of our radio show, who claim to be huge fans of our show, even for a lot of them, maybe even most of them, it took a long time for them to figure out what we were doing and what we do on this show. And I can tell you what it is, but I think it would be better if I actually go step by step, second by second, and moment by moment, and explain as a bit unfolds what's happening. So we're going to do that later on in our program. We are going to take a segment of our show from yesterday, and we're going to explain it, because how do I say this without sounding too egocentric? I guess I'll just have to say it. This is like no other radio show that you've ever heard in your life. I don't care whether you think it is, it ain't. And there's things we do here that are really... I got people say, oh, it's a comedy show, right? Yes, it's a comedy show. And you do these funny character voices and people call in thinking they're real. Yeah. Well, why do you have to talk about the Taliban and Muslims and 9/11? Because that's news and that's topical. But it isn't funny. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, a lot of it can be extremely funny. See, I understand that you make funny voices, but then you get into all this political stuff, and it's really scary, and aren't you just supposed to do some shtick like, I don't know, boob jokes and blonde jokes and stuff like that? Yeah, sometimes we do that. We work that into our material. Oh, you work the boob and the blonde jokes into your material. Yeah, how does that work? Just listen. You mean you're doing some of that highbrow stuff? Yeah, and sometimes our humor is so highbrow that I've had this criticism. People think that we're dumbing down the sound of their radio stations. I'll never forget when I was up in Minnesota, which is a state, by the way, and Minneapolis, a city, by the way, where they think they're really intelligent up there, which I haven't had the nerve or the guts to work up to the point where I had to tell them, no, you're not. I think Taliban and boobs work together very fine, very well. Anyway, they said to me when I got up there, they said, you're dumbing down the sound of our station. This is a state, by the way, that thinks they're so brilliant, and guess who they elected governor? A former professional wrestler. I mean, is there anything more glaringly obvious? Is there anything more glaringly obvious about the addiction they have to mainstream popular culture and nothing really even remotely intelligent than the election of Jesse Ventura to be the governor of that state? I think he's a marvelous entertainer. I've never heard the guy say one bright thing. It's just like this book I want to write someday about famous men whose work I admire, but who in life were scumbags. Like Thomas Jefferson, whose work I admire, but in life, pretty much a scumbag. Any man that keeps a woman for the purposes of sex, a woman who is there against her will, is pretty much a scumbag. This is what Thomas Jefferson did with Sally Hemings. Jack Kerouac was a writer that I admired, still do. But in life, he was a dirtbag. He couldn't take care of his own daughter. He couldn't take care of his own life. He was a drunk. Jackson Pollock, just saw the movie with Ed Harris. Fantastic artist, but in life, a piece of crap. Kind of guy you just as soon run over as look at. Well, I'm the same way. I was trying to think of, where am I going with this? I don't know. I guess I'll just have to bring it back to me. I'm pretty good on the radio, but in life, I'm just a scumbag. You remember that song, Just a Gigolo? Well, there's just a scumbag, too. No, so this is why Jesse the Body Ventura is not exactly, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I'm up there doing my show, and the first thing I heard was, oh, you're dumbing down the sound of the radio station. I said, I'm dumbing down the sound of the radio station. Yeah, you're doing a lot of, in other words, what they were saying was, you're being funny. You're being funny. And when you're, when you're really funny, not when you're doing stupid North Dakota jokes or 30-second morning radio shtick or joke of the day kind of material, Now, that's acceptable, but when you're really being funny, that's called dumbing it down. And they call it dumbed down because they don't get what you're doing, and they feel stupid. And rather than feel stupid, they got to say you're stupid. Well, you sure spend a lot of time talking about your show, Phil. I have to. I got so many people that don't get what it is that we're doing. Now, I'm going to give it to you one more time. I do character voices, pretending that I'm somebody that I'm not. People call in and talk to the character and also to me. The people who call in think that the character is real. And in the body of that bit, we explore topical material. Lately, we've explored certainly 9/11, anthrax, Afghanistan, women's rights, all the stuff attendant to that. And today, in this very last bit you heard, we were able to hook Harry Potter and Ramadan together. Now, I dare any other radio show to do, and got a couple of pretty substantial laughs out of it, too. I dare any other show to do that. I dare anybody on the radio today, and I don't care who he is or who she is, I dare you to do that. So, and next hour, what we'll do is we'll go step by step, moment by moment, second by second, and we'll absolutely explain to you what's going on. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Janice pulled off the wire here a list of great American caves. And I said, Janice, why did you do this? She said, because Bin Laden's hiding out in a cave. And look at the cool caves that we have. I said, that's really, you're right. And so here's a list of the top 10 U.S. caves. Ape Cave in Washington, Moaning Cavern in California. Not mourning and not, it's moaning. Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico, Jewel Cave, South Dakota, Niagara Cave, Minnesota, Merrimack Caverns in Missouri, the Caverns of Sonora in Texas, Polar Caves, New Hampshire, Lurie Caverns, Virginia, and the Great Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. The 10 top caves in America, and that's from Janice, who's Canadian. Okay, here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Mark?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
How you doing, Phil?
Fine, thank you.
I just wanted to say, first of all, when I first heard your show, I was one of those who clearly took it just for the humor of it. It took me a couple of weeks to appreciate the social political commentary that's brilliantly done through the show.
Yes, it is. All right. Ape Cave, Washington. Moaning Cavern, California, Carlsbad Caverns, New Mexico. I got to take the kids to see Carlsbad Caverns. And isn't that Mammoth Cave in Kentucky? Isn't that where they have all the drawings and stuff? Now in Cabo, down in, Baja, they got all kinds of caves down there with all kinds of drawings. And some of these drawings are 10,000 years old. And they say they come from civilizations that were even more advanced than the one we have right now. So, and I said, well, what the hell are you talking about? They were drawing on the walls of built, you know, of, like caves. Okay, well, I forgot about that. We have TV. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.